Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Browns, Vikings, London. Kegs and eggs, my friends. Kegs and eggs on Sunday morning. As we all wake up extremely early to watch NFL football, though you think about it, it's just a regular work day for most of us. So do you expect things to look better with Gabriel at the helm? I'll ask you that. What do you expect to change? What are your expectations? I didn't have a chance to even really have to ponder this with you or Jeff throughout the week just because I was on the morning show Wednesday, Tuesday? I can't remember. No, Tuesday. Wednesday I was on.
Wednesday. Yes.
Tuesday I had a little procedure done. We talked about that on the morning show. I would highly recommend that when they tell you to do the procedure, go do the procedure. And you all know what I'm talking about. So
I think I made a joke on the show after you about it, saying while they were up there, did they find the horseshoe for the Guardians?
Oh.
I said something like that.
How'd that go over? Did Jeff laugh? That's all I care.
He laughed, gave me that look of like, young man, you're towing the line.
No, here, tell the joke again. You can say it again. I'll tell you exactly what I think Jeff did.
I said, while they were doing that procedure, did they find the horseshoe that was lodged in the Guardians?
216-474-0092. So the Browns this week are in London. Is that how it went?
It's about so. Except he did give me the dad look of like,
there's close. Nothing worse, especially when you and I start riffing. We just start talking, and all he wants to do is put the car back in the middle lane and keep driving.
Yes.
That's who he is. It's all right. We respect him.
We love him for it.
Yeah, we do.
He keeps us from getting fired, and I appreciate that.
So I want to go a little bit into the weeds on this thing. On like two things. I know this is weird that I'm doing this when we're talking about the Browns, because I know that the story is Gabriel. There are two things I'm looking to see this week. Okay. The first thing that came to mind when they said Gabriel is starting wasn't like floored. I wasn't surprised. You know, I was like, okay, well, they want to move on. They're 1-3. What are they playing for? And they know as well as you know, as well as we know, they've got to see what they have in Sanders and Gabriel at some point, right? So the floor is Gabriel's. If he can take advantage of it, he changes a lot of things down the road. That to me is the crystal clear conversation for the week. There are two things I'm watching this week. One, is Jack Conklin back? And what was the influence? If he is back with a left-handed quarterback, how important is that? Knowing that they've got nothing from the left tackle with a right-handed quarterback. So I have a feeling and I hope that Jack Conklin can play this week, because if he's healthy and can play it at 75 to 80% of his capacity, it's still better than anything else we've had at right tackle all season.
Kevin Stefanski had this to say in this morning press conference when it came to Jack Conklin.
Okay. I'd say similar there. He has been pushing really hard these last few weeks, so I'm hopeful, but we got to get through the next few days.
You'll take hopeful. Hopeful seems like it's in the right direction. I don't know. I'm with you.
I am not throwing a rookie awesome left-handed quarterback out there with an inexperienced right tackle.
I agree with you. And Cornelius Lucas, while having a boatload of experience, is like not been good. And Cam Robinson has not been good pretty much anywhere he stepped his foot in. So I'm with you. They need to have Jack Conklin out there to help him.
Okay, next point, minutia point for the game. Ready? very interested to see, and I know this is crazy, so, and by the way, the season's been, offense has been so bad, what's the difference, right? Gage Larvadan and Malachi Corley are both on the active roster at wide receiver. Did you guys do this conversation or no?
We did not do this conversation. Okay.
So you got to believe that Gabriel has been working with Larvadan since the end of camp.
That's true.
And Corley comes in here too. Again, two names that we have not talked about the entire regular season. Isaiah Bond now gets pushed into what, like a starting three role, if you think about it.
Yes.
Because of the injuries. That's why they're in this position.
They don't play a boatload of 11 personnel, but you would think, which is one tight end, one wide receiver for those of you out there. So three wide receivers on the field at any time, one tight end, one running back.
So these are the things that I contemplated when they made the change. It wasn't so much that, oh, Joe's out. Oh, where's Shadur? It was, you're putting in a left-handed quarterback who needs all the help he possibly can. And, you know, it's preseason, right? Like, Gabriel looked good in the preseason, right? We look good. I don't have any complaints.
Operated. Ball came out quickly. He seemed to read the field decently enough. He moved decently. He was able to get the ball out on time and on target. And that's how I would put it. He ran the offense like you would expect an adult to run the offense. It wasn't a whole lot of running around out of the back. It wasn't a whole lot of, you know, hang on, let me try to make something insane happen here. It was like, okay, this is what the offense dictates for me to do. I will do that.
So the play it safe offense that we've seen for weeks would be Gabriel to Njoku, Fannin,
yep,
and Judkins.
Yep.
That's it. That's the play it safe offense, which is really boring.
Quite.
And leaves you under 20 points.
That probably is true too.
So when I watch this game Sunday morning, my eyes will be on Larvadan and Corley if they hit the field offensively. And I'm looking, I think they need Jack Conklin to play. I personally wouldn't have made the switch until next week if I thought Jack Conklin couldn't play. I think that right tackle spot is now gigantic in this game, especially against a team that you could be seeing your lunch by the end of the third quarter, or fish and chips, or whatever you're eating while you're over there.
So the two things that I would add on to that of why I would have probably waited till next week, or even if I could tread water to the Miami game, that's when I would have pulled the trigger. But the main thing with this is clearly they saw what Joe Flacco was doing and went, we can't operate in this world anymore of a guy who is not moving. I think his brain is moving faster than his body at this point as well. And we need to make a change because this offense is inept. Here are the things that I look at with it. So I did a little research of Brian Flores' defense since he took over the Vikings against rookie quarterbacks with the help of Nate Tice of Yahoo Sports, which is where I found this.
Okay.
Rookie quarterbacks against the Brian Flores defense have averaged. Now, those quarterbacks, Bryce Young, Aiden O'Connell, twice against Caleb Williams. Okay, so we got four quarterbacks we're working under. Combined, 11 points per game, 4.3 yards per play, 26% third down conversion, and an average of 3.5 sacks a game. That's a Brian Flores defense going against rookie quarterbacks. Not good. That guy's really good at what he does. He hides stuff well. He really makes your quarterback question what his eyes are telling him. He's very, very good at that. Now, the other pushback on that is if you go by DVOA, which is our buddy Aaron Schatz, who hops on with us every so often talking football with us, the Vikings defense is 26th against the run.
So there's a positive. That's interesting. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I didn't realize that.
Mm-hmm.
Hmm.
So you can run the ball against them, which is, I hope, pray, plea, all the way across the ocean that's what they do to help Dylan Gabriel. Run the ball. Hand the ball to Quinshon Judkins 20 to 25 times a game. Get Dylan Sampson involved as well. Run the ball. Then run play action off of it to get easy, defined throws for Dylan Gabriel and make life simple for him. So, yes, I'm with you on Conklin as well. That's a really good point.
Yeah, I didn't know if you guys had talked about it. I mean, overall, I wanted to see Gabriel or Sanders at some point. I just didn't know when it was going to happen. And I knew the clock was ticking against Joe, especially if he couldn't get out there and you know, have a couple 300-yard games. You knew it was coming, right? It didn't matter. It was just, it's what the future is when you're 1-3. It really is. It's nothing against Joe. I like Joe. I think Joe would be a fantastic coach if he wanted to be a coach somewhere down the road. I think he gets it. He understands it. If he would have said There was a quote earlier this week where he's like, yeah, I was a little surprised. Yeah, I mean, and so what? That's what I want you to be.
Absolutely.
And by the same token, and I know we'll talk maybe a little bit more about this, about Shedeur Sanders, I the mime thing is a little silly, but I wouldn't say anything if I was Sanders. He doesn't have anything to gain by saying anything.
You know this from being in the media longer than I have.
Okay.
How often have you seen the quarterback who has been benched walk out and talk to the media about being benched?
It doesn't happen.
It doesn't happen.
No, it is
respect for that.
Between that and that last week of Eric Wedge being the manager of the Indians, I don't know if you remember this or not. So they had already determined that Eric wasn't coming back for the next season.
I remember it because of the quote that you always used to describe how they were looking for the manager.
It was Chris, right? Chris was still sitting at the...
I think he was still the GM at that point. He wasn't the president yet.
No, it was Mark. It was Mark. It was Mark that said it. Mark Shapiro said...
That's it.
They asked Mark, I think it was... I don't know that it mattered.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Or not?
Not to, I think it was Sheldon, in, but Mark Shapiro. That is,
yeah, Mark Shapiro. I think Sheldon Oker asked him what they were looking for in the next manager, and he had said someone like Eric Wedge. And I sat there and I was like, if that's your answer, why didn't you just keep him for another season? Like, I didn't get it, but I did. I mean, I understood it. I got it from a business standpoint, and I got it from a I kind of understand it thing. But and then they and Eric was up there and he was on the dais, and I'm like, wait, what? They're letting the manager go at the end of the season. Normally you would see that in a situation of health concern, right? Like, that's about the only other time you would see it. I just thought it was one of the most bizarre things I'd ever sat there and witnessed. And I was like, okay, all right, I get it. And then they replaced him with who? Manny Atta? Oh man,
I give Joe Flacco so much credit for doing that. That had to be tough. I mean, but that's who he is.
I
mean,
he's, I don't know. I respect him. I respect him.
I respect him too.
So,
and Dylan Gabriel, man, he sounded like this is his gig and he's not giving it up in every single press conference. And okay.
But that's what we want.
Right.
I want that. I got to be honest. I want Shedeur Sanders to not want to talk or to kind of blow the media off.
The thing, Andy,
I'm okay with him being upset with not getting the job. That's okay.
Every press conference. We've heard every style of press conference from a quarterback in Cleveland. We've heard confident. We've heard grateful. We've heard cocky. We've heard
on Shedeur?
Shocked. We've heard every single thing out of every single press conference on the face of this earth from a quarterback, and it's all flopped. So it all depends on what you do on the field. And that's going to be the final story.
You're talking about Shedeur, right?
No, I was talking Dylan Gabriel, sounding confident and all that kind of stuff. No,
I've never seen a station spend more time on a third string quarterback who's inactive every week than we do.
Duh, Andy.
92.3 2020s. Shedeur.
Duh. We're Shafan. What do you expect?
We spend more. I don't ever remember spending this time on a third string quarterback.
The only one
Why? Because most of the time, the third string quarterback's on the practice squad.
Yeah, the only one that came close, and he was never the third string, would have been Johnny. He was never the third string.
Oh, he should have been.
He should have been the 12th string, but that's a different story.
Well, you wouldn't have known because he didn't have a playbook. He never opened it.
He might have been third
string. The things he admitted, I was just like, why? You're even going to admit that? All right, well, I give you credit for admitting it, but why any NFL team thought he was going to be a good quarterback is beyond me. I'd love to know the person that walked up to Jimmy Haslam and said, Johnny Manziel is it, man. You got to have him. I did a lot of research on him. Where did you do that? What were they thinking? Oh, now, right. I mean, that set you back. I know. Now I'm going to the Wayback Machine. I gotta stop. It's the day after. I feel like the Poseidon Adventure. You know, the boat flipped, and all of a sudden they saw the light come in. Remember that at the end of the movie? That's kind of how it feels like. I'm wondering what's going to look like as we move forward after the boat flipped all the way around, and all of a sudden they came from 15 and a half back to be able to push it to a wild card series, and you know, it was a fun ride. I'm not going to question that it wasn't a fun ride, but you know, you sit here and you kind of look back a little bit and you're like, oh man, what if they could have taken just one more game against the Tigers? We get a little bit more perspective on it from that. And I want to talk to him about the Browns as well. He is a super friend of the show. We welcome him from Florida. You know him and love him as a man that helped the Indians throughout the playoffs and throughout his career here in Cleveland and growing up in Geneva and the pride of Wright State. And, of course, you always know him now as the color analyst for the Tampa Bay Rays. He is Brian Anderson. Son. How are you?
What's up, Brian?
I'm doing well, boys. I can't believe how quickly the season went. And now, you know, first week of the off season, but just settling in, enjoying some football, some playoff baseball. So things are going well for me. I wish they were going a little bit better up back home.
I'm going to start with a generic question. We talked about the ratings for baseball for the first day. ESPN put them out. Said they were up 100 and what percent, Dan?
Over 100% for the under 35 demographic.
All right. So first, let me just ask you, 3-game series, yay or nay, and where baseball is going from here?
Yeah, I do like it. I think the one and done for the wild card was, it's too happenstance. So I like the idea of the 3-game series for the wild card. I think that allows the teams that do earn the bye, it gives them time to set up their rotation and all of those things. And, you know, even for people, and I was one of them at one point, that thought, you know what, baseball is a game that's meant to be played every day. And a lot of times, and we've actually seen that play out.
Yeah.
Some of these wild card teams get hot, and then they all of a sudden go into a series against a team that had the best record in the league and had the bye and sat around for 4 or 5 days, and they're just not quite ready. They get taken off guard, and all of a sudden, you know, they end up losing the series. But I think back to when I was with Arizona in our World Series run in 2001. You know, we beat the Braves in 5 games in the NLCS. So we had almost a full week before we started the World Series against the Yankees. And obviously, you know, running out Randy Johnson and Curt Schilling doesn't hurt, but it didn't seem to hurt our team at all as far as, you know, being able to be sharp once that series did begin. So I do like the 3-game wild card. I love the fact that they play it just in one venue, you know, whoever finished higher in the seedings, and that it's 3 straight days. I mean, I think that's great. And, you know, and then at that point, then turn them loose into the next, you know, the division series and see what happens. So I do like that. I also find it very interesting, and I laugh about this with our producer all the time, but if you really start to take notice, of just not just baseball, but any sport. It seems like every game is, this is the highest rated Thursday night football game in the league. Every single time. So what are they counting different now that every next game is the highest rated game we've ever seen? I mean, it's literally across sports and across every demographic. It's always the highest rated that we've ever seen here in the last year. So I have no idea if they're counting differently, but it is weird.
If they can count streaming, I mean, let's be honest, that's a little bit different than what we used to have in the past. I mean, they really were guessing at numbers at some points and people in wearing meters. But so with streaming, you know exactly how many people are tuned in. So maybe, I don't know, maybe that's why. I could be wrong.
Yeah, I just know that everything now sets an all-time record for TV viewing. Everything. So good for them. That's great. I watched.
All right, Brian, let's get to the Guardian side of things. I know you had an eye on a good chunk of it. Starting pitching was unbelievable, and it looked really good, and the bullpen was together, and this offense just couldn't muster anything to save its soul. Did you see that watching the game from a little bit from a distance, that it's just this, hey, if they could get this offense fixed, this Guardians team might make some noise?
Yeah, I don't think there's any question, and I think that you can say that about any number of teams. You know, and I think Cleveland has become one of those organizations that is special when it comes to developing pitching, or being able to take pitching that has come from outside the organization and refine it just a little bit to get the best out of them, to maximize that particular pitcher's strengths, and allow them to have, you know, consistent success at the big league level. They have become one of those organizations. We know that, you know, the Rays are one. And we know that Cleveland has tried to follow in their footsteps, and they've done a really good job. Those are two of the top in baseball as far as, you know, just continuing to, doesn't matter what the names are, doesn't matter how young, how old, where they've come from, they continue to put out really good pitching staffs year in and year out. So with that being said, you get athletes out in the field that can catch the baseball and play good defense to support that pitching staff. Now comes the offensive side of things. And that's where it gets a little bit tougher, because, you know, it's hard to go out and buy a hitter or two when you're in the position of Cleveland or Tampa Bay or any like-minded franchise or market-sized franchise, because they just can't go out. They're going to get outspent. There are so few impact hitters that become available that you're going to get outbid by one of the big dogs. That's just the way that it's going to be. So that comes back to you as an organization to be able to develop hitting. And that's what you're going to have to do. And that's not real easy either, but definitely it's a team that if you could get just an uptick, it doesn't have to be earth shattering. You don't have to be a top two offense, but you get enough offense, middle of the pack, even with that pitching staff and the ability to catch the baseball. And you're going to be a team that is relevant year in and year out. And in a special year, you make the long run.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Oh, hey, love your shoes. If you're hearing this, this is your sign to try those on. Trust us, you can totally pull them off. In fact, try on every shoe here if you want. We won't stop you. In our house, you've got unlimited freedom to play. And hey, fall is the perfect season to do, wear, be whatever you want. And with tons of shoes that get you at prices that get your budget, we'll give you something to brag about. So go ahead, try them on. Let us surprise you.
I'm going to ask you two perspective questions. One, I thought Stephen Vogt got a really good question after the game yesterday, and it was just someone said, you realize that you'll never have that team again when you walk out of that clubhouse. That group of people will never be the same group of people. Yes, there's guys that stay, right? But you're right. Always mixing. What's that feeling like when you walk out? And then in particular, like in 97?
I think that it's always tough when the season comes to an end, and especially when it comes to an end abruptly, you know, where early in the day, you think this is the day that we move on. And by the end of that day, you're going to bed thinking, oh my gosh, it's all coming to an end. And tomorrow I clean out my lockers. And so it's a weird feeling for a ball player because you're always optimistic and you're always thinking that there's another game. Unless it's game 7 of the World Series, you know, or you feel like there's going to be a tomorrow. And when there's not a tomorrow, that's tough to take. And you also feel like, yeah, we'll double down. We're going to do it again next year. The same guys, we're going to go when that's not going to be the case. I think these guys are well enough, they're well aware enough to understand that it's not going to be the same group. You hope that you're part of that group, but it's just not going to be the same group. And so that's always strange, but that's something that you can slowly digest through the offseason. When you talk about that 97 team in particular, that's what I thought. I mean, I was telling somebody the other day, we were talking about, that game 7 down in South Florida, and we're up two to one going into the bottom of the ninth. Mm. And we're going to win a World Series. I'm going to get to be a part of that. You know, being a kid from Geneva and growing up a Cleveland fan. And so, you know, it doesn't happen. They tie it up. They win that World Series, and you get on the flight back home. It's hard to describe how quiet a flight can be. You got a 2.5-hour trip from down there back to Cleveland, and you could hear a pin drop. You just heard the hum of a motor of a Boeing 757 engine is the only thing you heard all the way back. And then you land and you go, you know what? Next year, we've got the guys, boom, ba boom, ba boom. And that's how I felt. And a month later, I'm being picked with the first pick in the expansion draft for Arizona. And I'm going from a team that came within a half inning of winning a World Series to an expansion team that's going to hope to not lose 100 games. So that was a huge thing for me because I thought, and I had heard, you know, it's funny, you have your feelers out there, and because you were able to protect 15 guys from the first round of that draft. And then once you got a player taken, you could pull 3 guys back on the protected list, and you couldn't get another player taken until every other team in the league had a player taken from them. And so, that's just how it went. And I had heard, I was actually at a Cavaliers game and had heard from some higher ups within the organization that I was protected, that I was going to be one of the 15 that was protected. I'm like, good. A couple days later, I'm doing some work around my house, and I hear Peter Gammons on the TV say that Tony Saunders, Brian Anderson, and Jeff Suppan are going to be the top 3 pitchers available when the expansion draft starts. I'm like, wait a minute. I thought I was going to be protected. What does he know that I don't? So I called my agent. He did some thinking, you know, working behind the scenes, whatever, got back to me and said, you know what? I don't think that you're protected, and you might get picked. And so that's the first heads up that I got that, and I found out later that yes, I at the last minute I had been taken off the list and somebody else had been put on. And so now I was exposed, and that's exactly how it went. So Arizona wins the coin flip. That's what I don't think that people understand. So there was a coin flip to get who gets the first pick in the draft. Wow. Arizona won the coin flip. So their choice was we get the number one overall pick, or we give that to Tampa Bay and we take picks 2 and 3. And I was talking with our owner, former owner at this point, Stu Sternberg, about that just the other day. And I was telling him the story about how I got taken by Arizona. And he said, well, that's what I would have done. He goes, take 2 and 3. Give them the top. We'll take the next best two. Hmm. That's a better move. So that's what Arizona did. And so Saunders went to Tampa Bay with first pick overall. And then I went the first overall pick to Arizona. And then Jeff Supon went right after me, which that was another interesting story because, you know, Buck Showalter said, we knew we were taking you and Supon, but we were only going to have one number one pick. So we had to decide who's it going to be because that's going to be our first overall pick, even though we're getting both of you. I mean, it's not like it got me anything extra, but they decided to take me with their first pick and then Supon right after me with their second pick. And that's how it went down. So that was strange for me because you think you're going to run it back and being a hometown guy and the disappointment of that, you really want to make amends the following year. And like I said, the next day, you know, within a few weeks, I'm headed out to Phoenix and part of an expansion team. And I'm, you know, you're out on the West Coast. All of a sudden, you're a 3-hour time change.
So you do realize that there's some kid in Phoenix that looks at you the way that someone here looks at Jim Pine, right? You're the Jim Pine of Arizona.
That's awesome. I've never wanted to aspire to be anything greater than that.
Oh, congratulations, Brian.
Your plaque's in the mail.
That's all I can think about is you being picked first, and I'm like, Jim Pine, Jim Pine, Jim Pine. Hey, one more point, okay? So, and Dan's going to put his head through the glass on this. Do you realize how that 97 team, and I'm going to compare it to the team this year.
Please.
That of the regular nine, Alomar, Tomey, Fernandez, Vizquel, Williams, Giles, Grissom, Ramirez, Justice, what do you think the lowest batting average was?
No. It couldn't have been lower than 270.
Oh yeah,
262.
That checks out.
Marquise Grissom, okay. 262. He would have been hitting fourth all season here.
Yeah,
262.
Okay, here's the difference. Today's game has skewed so much younger. Read the names on that list again.
Yeah,
Alomar. Do you want their age on that team too?
Ellis Burks would be a Hall of Famer if he played right now.
Oh, listen, you don't have the veterans like you did on that team. Read those names.
Manny was your youngest everyday player at 25 at that point. Sandy was 31. Tomey was 26. Fernandez was 35. Omar was already 30. Matt Williams was 31. Giles was 26. Grissom was 30. Ramirez was 25. And Dave Justice was 31. Not to mention, you had 1, 2, 3, 4, 5... 6 guys on the roster that were all over 30, and 5 of those guys over 33.
Yeah, that's a coaching staff today.
Yes,
that's your coaching staff.
That's a good point.
Or manager, or all the managers.
Or that too. It's just a different era. It's a different era. It's a different game. And it's played out differently with what they're able to do. With these kids, these pitchers and the pitch labs and the velocity training and all of this stuff, which at the end of the day is more than likely going to shorten a lot of guys' careers because they're just your body's not built for that. We've talked about that before. When you talk about max effort on every pitch and max spin and max break and max velocity and all of those things, you know, I can make a kid stronger. I can work with him and get him stronger. I can make him more flexible. We can, with all the technology advancements, we can make a kid stronger. We can make a kid more flexible. We can make his mechanics, because of all of the real-time technology, we can make his mechanics more efficient. We can do all of these things. We can train for velocity. All of these things we can do. That's all true. You know what we can't do? We can't strengthen ligaments and tendons.
Yeah.
Those are what they are. So when you make a kid stronger, more flexible, more efficient mechanically, train him for velocity, those are all wonderful things. But those ligaments and tendons are now taking on a load. You don't think they were designed to do that before? They're certainly not able to do it when guys are stronger, faster, more efficient, and all of the above. That's why you don't see any decrease in the number of injuries with pitchers, even though we've got load management. Even now, starters can't go more than five innings. Every reliever is only one inning guy. All of the things doesn't matter, and it doesn't take away from the injuries, because at the end of the day, all of those prior things can be true. Ligaments and tendons are what they are, and they're going to snap, especially when you put the workload on them that these guys are. That's just bottom line. So when you hear all these theories about why more guys are getting hurt, is it the ball, is it this, that's nonsense. It's what I just told you. It's making guys stronger, more efficient, more flexible, train for velocity, go to the pitch lab, get better breaks, change your arm angle. All of those things are wonderful. A ligament and tendon, they are what they are. They're not designed to take on that load. They're going to pop. That's just the bottom line. And then guess what? It's the dirtiest secret in Major League Baseball. All of the front offices know that. They know that. And they know that these guys are going to pop, and then this next man up. Get me the next guy that can throw 98.
All right. We could do this all day. So let's just – I'm just going to open this up. The Browns, go.
Oh, boy. Yeah. Yeah, what about them?
All right, Dylan Gabriel starting in London. What do you think of making the move? Would you have made the move to Joe Flacco?
Does anybody think this team's going anywhere? You know, you're wasting a really, really good defense. Flacco, Gabriel, whoever else. What does your offense look like? Between offensive line, playmakers. You know, I watch some of these other games and I see, you know, some of these other playmakers at the skill positions. And I'm like, where is that on Cleveland? Where is that? I mean, you've got some guys, but I just don't know if it makes any difference. I mean, I'll tune in because, you know, curiosity to see how the kid does. But it already feels like a lost year, and I hate that. We're four games in, and it feels like you're just going to play out the string and see what you have for next year. And I can't stand that thought. But that's what it feels like. Should prove me different. Listen, they completely outplayed Cincinnati in game one. Completely outplayed. And yet lose. You know, then you have that the Ravens, their only win is an absolute beatdown of you. And then the Packers miracle. And then Detroit handles you. You know, so I don't know. I don't know. The one thing that does perplex me, and I on one hand it does, and on another part, because of who he is, it doesn't. But have you ever seen a third-string quarterback get more airtime than our guy?
No.
I mean, forget it.
We just brought that up 2 seconds ago. I said the same thing.
Does anybody even know who the third-stringer is on any other team? And yet our guy is getting talked about all the time. If that doesn't tell you the state of your team, nothing else does, period. End of discussion. The fact that that guy hogs the airwaves, whether he's up to it or not, the fact that his name is in everybody's mouth tells you that your team – isn't where it should be. Period. No one should even know he's on the roster.
Yeah, okay. My other question here is, how long before you have a defensive mutiny? And we'll bring that up. We'll bring that up next week. We'll bring it up next because I'm running out of time.
The fact that they haven't had one yet, I don't know. I don't know, because I've been thinking the same thing. Poor Myles Garrett has to be like, my good God Almighty, I should have just followed through. I mean, just wasting.
And then he gets a check every 2 weeks. He goes,
first and
15th, it's okay.
And he's like, it's okay.
Here's the thing, boys. He was going to get that check from whoever.
No, that's true.
Probably like to get that check and win a freaking game. That'd be cool.
I don't know. He might be getting it on the 30th and 13th now if he gets early deposit. I'm just saying. That's
all right. Next week, defensive mutiny in the Dylan Raiola Drool Fest.
We're talking about that. BA, thanks. We appreciate you.
All right, boys. Take care.
Always a pleasure.
Talk soon, brother.
Just had Brian Anderson on. Interesting conversation. Really enjoyed it. You know, it's been a while since we had him on because he's been busy with his own Tampa Bay stuff. So in
life.
Yeah, when he joins us during the baseball season, we're always surprised. He's great in the offseason because he loves to talk about the Browns. So
one day, it might be like the one we do as like the BAM podcast.
Oh, that'd be fun.
I would love to ask him about just
life. You want to explain what BAM is?
Baskin, Anderson, Madigan.
Okay, just so people know.
Yeah. I would love to talk to him about being on the 0-1 Diamondbacks, the team that won the World Series over the Yankees that year on Luis Gonzalez's single up the middle. And the fact that on that team, all of the personalities that were on there between him, Randy Johnson, Kurt Schilling was on that roster. Yeah. Like, I would, because that to me, and again, I'm 37, so I'm a little bit of a different perspective. That is like one of the like burnt in my brain baseball teams of my life.
I'd probably play pretty big in Phoenix. I don't know how big a place
I don't know how would it be here, but the fact that Randy Johnson has now turned himself into like a photographer and you can see him all over the place taking photos, and he takes gorgeous photos too. You can follow him on Instagram. I think it's like, it's RJ51 Photography or something like that. He's all over the place. Like, there was that video circulating for a while of him with Marshawn Lynch taking batting practice, and he was taking photos of Marshawn Lynch taking batting practice.
That's pretty awesome.
It's very cool. As I said, one day, again, it would be self-serving, but I would love to talk to him about just being in the locker room and at 01.
All right, I have a Diamondbacks team. I have a question I don't even believe I'm going to ask you here, coming up in a couple minutes here, about the Browns. Should I do it or not? Dan, I'm contemplating it, the whole question. And you know the question I'm talking about.
What are you going to do?
We'll do it. We'll do it. I want to kind of wrap up our whole thoughts on Guardians, though, too. Just because we just talked to BA about baseball. So I'm going to give you one more shot, because I know there are a lot of people on hold that wanted to talk guards, too, this morning. So we'll give you a couple seconds here. We'll let you chime in on that. And then the question that I don't think anyone wants to hear, we're going to ask that about the Browns in a minute. Let's go Cool Ray in Bedford. Hey, Cool Ray.
Hey, what's up, man?
You are. What's up? Are we on a, we're on a good day? Having a good day?
We're having a real good day. So first,
sun's out, man. You can't beat that.
About the guards, I want to say this. It to me was a normal season. Like, I don't expect anything different that they haven't done in the last 10 years for me. I haven't really watched the guards, though, since the rivalry was taken away from us from the Yankees opening day. And that was about, 10, 15, 20 years ago. So, but I will say this. It was so exciting what baseball did with the playoff series, the three games back to back to back. I love what they did. The baseball did not let fans forget. You know, it was like.
And it worked, you know, this year, right? We didn't have, we had all but, well, there was only one 2-0 sweep. That was it. One. Right. Cincinnati said bye-bye quick.
Every single day there was a baseball game, and they never let people forget that it was win or go home, win or go home. And even the players, they played at max effort. Every single pitch, every single running error, every single bat meant something, and you saw it, and that made this whole, all these baseball games so exciting. I watched literally every single one, even San Diego, and I've never watched a San Diego Padres game ever in my entire life.
Oh, you're Dan's new best friend, man.
Dude, the Friars are fun. I'm bummed they got knocked out.
I really love what baseball did, and I love how they posted how they're elevating each series to a different level. Like, this one was 3, next one is 5, and the championship game is 7. I love that. So basketball and football, y'all should really watch that. That's really meant something. But real quick on about the Browns, I'm going to say this, and I really hate to say it, though, is that when I hear people talk about Shador and the quarterback situation, we act like that Dylan Gabriel was on everybody's radar and Shador wasn't. So my thing is this, is that Dylan Gabriel, I hope he does a great job, but he can go out there and throw 15 interceptions and you still would never see Shador hit the field the way, in my opinion, for the Cleveland Browns. They'll never put him on the field because that's not in their game plan.
All right, Cooley. I respect your opinion.
Shador.
The only thing that I think that is in the way of Shador Sanders, it's actually pretty simple. Joe Flacco. Well, first of all, Dylan Gabriel is in the way, right? We got to start there because he's the number one quarterback. Then Joe Flacco. Then Deshaun Watson, if he's healthy. And then I'm going to throw it in. I am going to throw it in. Bailey Zappi's in his way, too.
Noodle arm Bailey Zappi.
Bailey Zappi's probably also in his way. But otherwise, he's next up. I want to see Shador play. I'm just not going to go crazy about it. I want to see him play. The guy's exciting. He's an exciting player. That doesn't mean wins. That doesn't mean he can end up looking at the stars after two plays. If Dylan doesn't work out, I want to see Shador. I saw Joe. We saw what that was. Dylan doesn't work out. Okay, Dylan. Next man up, man. Give Shador the ball. I'm down with it. Totally down with it.
I want to live in the right now and make sure that Dylan Gabriel gets his shot.
You don't want to live in the right now. You want to live in the right now in April when they have a draft. Because I've heard you say it a thousand times.
The goal of the season has not changed.
Yes.
The goal of the season has not changed, which is to find out if the quarterback of the future is either on the roster right now or sitting in the 2026 draft. That is the goal of the season. That does not change. That is what I have said from Jump Street. That is what I'm going to believe until the end. And so I want to make sure Dylan Gabriel gets his fair shake and that you see 100% if he's the dude or if he's not the dude. Then, sure, if you want to go to Shedeur Sanders, fine. Let's see if he's the dude or if he's not the dude. Give him the same amount of time. Okay, then we go from there. But I just want to make sure we live right now and see if Dylan Gabriel might be the guy. Because I can tell you Bailey Zappe isn't the guy. And I can tell you the guy coming off of an Achilles injury who looked like garbage before he tore his Achilles probably isn't the guy either.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Friends, it's Ken Carmen
and Anthony Lima.
Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Your way and on your time.